Thanks for tuning in to our podcast, Leaders, Followers, and everything in between. We love having you here. It is our mission to bring you all of the latest and greatest tips and skills and know-how and how to make your personal life and business life the very best it can be. We know that you have it in you. We believe in you. We just want to show you how.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my special guest.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a very exciting episode of Leaders, Followers, and Everything in Between. We have a very, very special guest with us. She is a singer, songwriter, producer, Chewy, and she joins us from her home studio. Why don't you say hi to our audience?
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
That's a good one. Yes. So you've been an artist for how long now?
I've been an artist for a really long time. I've been singing for a long time. But I think the artist came together when I started to pay attention to the creation of the music and what I was singing as far as lyrically, and even being able to demonstrate what kind of music I wanted to create for myself. So I was singing cover songs with bands for a pretty long time. That's how I started singing. I started in musical theater school, singing opera and musical theater, and then I moved to New York. I went to school in LA, and then I moved to New York, and I started singing with bands, cover bands. And so it's been about 7 years now that I started to create my own music, and so I guess I'd say 7 years since I've become an artist, you know?
That's great. And what did you enjoy better, doing the covers or actually creating your songs from scratch?
I love creating songs from scratch because I get to say how I'm feeling and what I want to talk about. But there are so many beautiful songs from musical geniuses that I love to sing, that I still love to sing. So it really just depends on what my intention is.
Great. And a lot of people, they start singing in the church. Did you get your start in the church, or was it just like maybe at a youth center, or just like through school or through whatever? Like, where did you get your start at?
So I got it at home. My aunt was a choir director actually in New Jersey. So my father's American and my mother's Canadian. So I had, when I was growing up in Montreal, I used to visit New Jersey a lot. And so when I would go to New Jersey, I'd go to the church, and my aunt was a choir director, so I'd watch them sing. So I think that influenced me a bit. And also my father was just a big jazz head. He used to play really any types of music around the house, and I would just sing along. And I was a figure skater at the time. And my mom, she was just like, well, pick something you wanna do, dance, figure skating. And I said, well, I wanna take singing lessons. So I transitioned and took singing lessons, and I've been singing pretty much ever since. I don't remember what the question was, but I think—
No. I think you definitely hit it out the park. Wow, so figure skating, now, was that competitive figure skating?
At first it was just for shows, you know, doing shows, but then it became competitive, yeah.
Wow, so tell me a little bit about that journey. That's a zinger. I didn't know you were a figure skater.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the girls and boys figure skate, either you're doing hockey or you're doing figure skating in Montreal, because, you know, Montreal has snow half or more than half the year, so you get used to you know, cold sports, winter sports. But yeah, figure skating was a lot of fun. It takes a lot of discipline. A lot of the girls that I was figure skating with were from other countries, like in Europe, Eastern Europe, or Russia, places like that, where they took it very seriously. It was fun for me, you know, I wasn't practicing on the weekends and all the other days. Their parents took it really seriously. So once you get up at the competition level where you're not gonna beat them unless you really take it seriously.
Wow.
Yeah,
that must have been really fascinating. Wow, that's great. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, and I can still skate, so I have a little fun. I show off when I can.
You be flexing on them a little bit? All right, all right. I love that. I love that. Wow. And so, so you've lived in Montreal. You've lived in Canada. I mean, Canada is in Montreal. And you also lived in LA, and you've lived in New York. You've had influence in New Jersey. So you've kind of had the whole gamut, and you've also interacted internationally. Have you traveled a lot internationally?
Yeah, so I've been to France, and actually a year and a half ago, my partner Gobelius and I went to spend a month in Rome. We just picked the place. We wanted to, we were kind of in between apartments. We were looking for the right new apartment, and it was going to take a little while. So we were like, let's just go and write some music somewhere where we can stay for a month while, you know, everything back home gets settled. And we looked on the map and we chose Rome because—
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, it was exciting. We're like, all right, let's go to Rome. So we went to Rome and created a bunch of music and kind of discovered all of the little cities around Rome. And we went to London, which was great. So I love traveling, finding inspiration in other places, and yeah.
Wow. And Govelius is your partner. And doesn't his name, I think, mean like one that is loved or something like that?
It means one on the throne, and it has something to do with bright light as well. So I think there's a few meanings, but we don't really know where that name originates from. It's his real name. His father named him that, and we haven't found any other Govelius. We found Govaliuses, but not Govaliuses. So
now,
yeah.
Now, what is his antecedents?
I'm sorry?
What is his antecedents?
Oh, I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
Oh, it just means like his background, like where he
comes from. Oh, he's from Delaware. He looks Nigerian or from Lagos. People always come up to him, are you Nigerian? And he'll be like, I must be your Nigerian brother.
Yes. He has very like strong features, and
he does.
And we met at Jay-Z's benefit thing that he did down in South Florida.
That's where we both met.
So that was pretty cool. And getting a chance to meet Jay-Z and that. So I had met Jay-Z before that, but that was just a little bit cool because, you know, every time you get a chance to meet someone that has accomplished so much like that, it's always a plum-pleasing pleasure and a privilege, you know?
And so
I take it that you guys are very philanthropic as well, right? What are some charities, or maybe you guys give back to art sort of charities? What are some things that has your passion that you like to give back at?
So I've always, since I've moved to New York, I belong to Big Sisters, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so in any capacity. So at first I was in Bushwick, Brooklyn, teaching students that were about 5 to 7 years old basic singing. So I like to get involved as opposed to throw money at the problem. I like to actually get involved and just be a role model where I can. And so we do a lot of that. I used to sing at hospitals and nursing homes. Right now, you know, there's not much we can do other than lend our voice and just be open to speaking with people and teaching each other and just getting involved more than just like you want to get involved on a more personal level right now. I just feel like right now is the time to kind of get to know people and show that that you can help and just be available. So that's what we've been doing with music. Govelius has a lot of programs that he's been giving to young people that want to create music that don't have the means to buy the expensive programs. So he's kind of That's reaching amazing. Out. Yeah, I mean, if we didn't have the programs, how could we create music and how could we, you know, express ourselves? So a lot of kids, they have computers, but they don't have the programs that they need to learn. So we've been reaching out and just kind of seeing who needs what. And
wow, that's exciting. That's exciting, you know. And what inspires you to give back? What is the impetus why you give back?
I guess it just makes me feel like I'm using my day properly. If I can spend a few hours on Instagram and I can watch Netflix and I can do my hair and my makeup, I can help my brother and sister, you know, and everybody on earth is kind of resonating at a certain vibrational tone. So if their vibration is higher because I've inspired them, then we are all better for it, you know what I mean? So it's kind of just comes, it's natural. If I see somebody that needs something, or even if they don't, they can approach me. I mean,
So walk me through and give me like the Cliff Notes version. Walk me through your creative process, like when you are creating a song. And I take it you're also in fashion too, or just music?
I'm in fashion. I've been in fashion for a pretty long time.
And then also video production and movie production as well.
Yes. So let's say
a song. So take me through your creative process. How do you start? How do you generate the idea? And how do you know when you're finished?
So these days, because I've been, the music that I'm making now is not the music that I'm about to release next month, of course. So my process has changed over the years. So now I go into the room and I open my Logic, and if I don't have a beat yet, I start with some chords. You know, I like to get some nice chords down, then I create the beat pretty much. I put some drums on there. Right now, the beat creation that I'm doing is in collaboration with Gobelius. He mixes my beats, and he just is kind of like, he's my mentor with music production, you know. So, but I get my ground idea, and then I start to kind of listen to it on loop and try to get a melody going and get some words going. Most of the time I have the mic on and I'll just sing what's in my head and just try to kind of get that idea out without trying to write to it, because sometimes it just doesn't come as free flowing when you're trying to really type or write to it. So I'll try to just freestyle it and sing what I can and then fill in the words later on as I go, you know, get more clever fill it in. So that's pretty much the writing process. And then I'll probably go into the other room because we have two studios, and I'll run into Go and I'll be like, hey, look what I made. And then we'll be like, all right, cool. Let's maybe we do some backgrounds here. Maybe, oh, you want to use the harmonizer, let's do that here. And we finish it up, add the touches, and he mixes it, and we master it ourselves. We use Lander to master it, which is an artificial intelligence mastering program, and then it's ready. I bounce the wave and we put it on Symphonic. We use Symphonic to release our music, and we're good to go. So that's
exciting. Yeah. And I know a lot of your music has to do with romance and love, and we also know that there's different types of love, right? There's phileo love. That's what we hear, like in Philadelphia, they talk about the city of brotherly love. So phileo love is like a brotherly love. Then we know about storge love, which is like a mom love. It's like a love between a mother and her children. And then there's agape love. Agape is more of like the love of God, like unconditional love. It's like, I love you to the death, you know? And then of course there's Eros love. It's where we get the word erotic. It's more of a sensual, more of a between, you know, just more of a sensual and type of love. So love is a big word. And sometimes in English, we only use love in such a limited way. We say, I love my cat, I love my dog, I love my coffee, I love my chocolate, I love my partner, I love my spouse, right? So we use love in such a cavalier way, and romance and love is a big part of your music. So Tell me a little bit about that. Like, how does the love dynamic that you have with Govales, how does it impact your music?
So when we first got together, it was really important for us to honestly, we were just expressing our love for each other, because when you first get together, that's what you do. Everything is about each other. And then it grew into wanting to be mentors and wanting to sing about love and sex for the right reasons, and for making sure that the people that were listening to our music knew that it was genuine, that we actually were in love with each other, so we could speak intimately about each other. Not that you can't when you don't love someone. Of course, you can have sex with someone when you don't love someone, but it just felt like there was too much of that in music. Everyone was promiscuous, and everyone was kind of talking about having sex and leaving and just like, you know, do this and do that to me with no kind of intention of purity behind it. So
like a hookup culture, the culture that's very prevalent in, you know, in millennials, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't want to do that. We kind of wanted to step away from that and show that you can still have an authentic love, a pure love, a love that exudes respect for each other, and it can still be sexy and it can still be fun. So that was really important for us. So that was the reason and the concept behind our film Young Love and our music Up to Date.
Oh, great, great, great. And who has been some of your influences? I know that you do have a very unique style in making music. Who has influenced you the most and why?
So many people have influenced me.
Give me your top three.
They're all old school. I mean, so definitely Billie Holiday for the pain that she writes in her voice and her lyrics and the melancholy vibe of it all. I've always been into kind of singing melancholy music, the sadder the better, which has been a little hard these days because, yeah, you know, I'm such in a happy place, but, I'm truly inspired by Charles Aznavour, who's a French singer who's wrote thousands of songs, like the most songs in the world, he's written them. And I just find that he's just an incredible poet and just a beautiful artist. And I'll just throw Jay-Z in there because I'm the biggest Hov fan, so. But recently, though, I've discovered some really impressive ladies that have been, you know, stepping up in the game. And I love the singer Arlisa. She has such a beautiful, pure voice, and she's a really great role model. Empress of, love her new album. I was really supportive of that. And Diana Gordon, great songwriter, and I'm just so happy that she's getting her shine right now. So I've been trying to listen to new music and, you know, support artists that aren't doing it the typical pop star way, you know.
Yeah, and I really respect that. And if you could work with one artist right now, who would it be?
I'd like to do some guitar stuff with Alanis Morissette. That would be cool. She's a great writer.
She's very
good. I'd probably pick someone a little old because, you know, they're just seasoned and they could bring something to the game. I wouldn't mind a little verse from Drake, you know.
Okay.
Boost the number.
yes. You guys are both from Canada.
I'm a Canadian brother.
Yeah. You know, he loves to show love to Canada. You know, and so are you, would you consider yourself to be someone that says, I'd rather work on one song and have it to be very quality, or I'd rather have a quantity of songs where I just want to put out the most amount of songs as possible? Which informs your songwriting and your song creation?
I'm definitely not the type to have a million songs. No. So I'm happy with the music or the songs that I created. I'm ready to put it out.
Awesome.
But again, we are our own label, so we have to strategize, and we're a small team. We work with other small companies and teams, so we try to put out our records at the highest quality as possible. So I think a good middle, you know.
Awesome. And have you guys explored doing live shows yet, or you guys haven't got to that threshold yet?
So we were doing some live shows a few years ago, and then we started to kind of creep behind the scenes and write for other artists and produce for other artists. So we've been laying low and doing a lot of in-studio work in the last 2 years, but we're excited to come back on the scene. Hopefully, as soon as this stuff clears, I was supposed to set up a tour for May, but and that was, I guess, last December we were setting it up, but you know, all of that shut down. Hopefully in the new year.
And I know it's been challenging because I have a lot of friends that are artists. Some are major artists and some are, you know, not so major artists. And the thing I've been hearing this a lot from the major artists, because most of them make their money off of, you know, doing appearances, public appearances, and everything like that, live shows. And they have been telling me that it's been hard for them, which it's kind of hard to think that, you know, like a major artist is signed to a big record label is hurting. How has the whole COVID-19 thing impacted you and your operation?
Well, we were making some moves in New York before this all happened, and we decided to come and lay low in Florida because, you know, we didn't want to get stuck in New York. So it kind of impacted all of the moves that we were making in New York, and everybody that we were meeting with, you know, had to kind of shut down. Luckily for us, our income also comes from video editing and from branding. So G-Spot Recordings also creates branding for other artists and for small companies as well, and big companies. So so we've been doing all right. We've just been laying low and kind of using this time to reconnect with our fans and also put out music and create more. So yeah.
That's great. So you guys were a little bit more diversified than a typical artist that just only has one way of income. That's great. So we're gonna play a little game here. Are you down for a little game?
Sure.
All right. So now in this game, you only are allowed to answer one word. Okay. All right. So what's the first thing you grab in the morning?
My toothbrush.
Your biggest inspiration in life?
My mother.
Aww. What do you think people notice about you the most?
My smile.
That's nice. What do you hope people notice about you the most?
My hair.
What is your biggest flaw?
I'm a nagger, nitpicker.
I would have never guessed that. What's your biggest strength?
My heart.
High school, awesome or terrible?
Awesome.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
One adjective to describe you when you're drunk?
Loud.
Why do you love your best friend so much?
'Cause she lets me vent.
Where do you want to go more than any other place in the whole world?
Space.
Beaches or snow?
Beaches.
Number one pet peeve?
Messiness.
What is your one personality trait that you simply have no time for?
Doubt?
Do you believe that there's something that comes after death?
Yeah.
How does someone instantaneously get on your good side?
Genuine.
What about, what is something someone can do to instantaneously get on your bad side?
Be mean,
okay. Is it okay to sleep with socks on?
Yes.
Coffee?
Not for me. Okay, for everybody.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
What is your love language?
French.
No, but are you familiar with the work of Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages?
Yes.
So there's five of them. So what is your love language? Can you say all five of them? Let me test you.
No, I can't. Tell me.
So the love languages, I think one of them is gifts. One of them is act of service. One of them is physical touch. One of them is words of affirmation. And I can't think of the fifth one. But those are the main ones.
We'll go with words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
What's your one vice?
Marijuana.
Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram?
Instagram.
Favorite artist?
Jay. Hope.
Okay. Right brain or left brain?
Right.
Ask for permission or ask for forgiveness?
Ask for forgiveness.
That's the artist. That's the artist in you for sure. Are there any situations in which you think lying is okay and understandable?
Yes.
Do you believe in fate?
Yes.
Love or money?
Love.
TV shows or movies?
TV shows these days.
I know. Books? Oh yeah, that's true with everybody Netflixing and chilling. Books or magazines?
Books.
What do you prefer? If you had one choice, being nice or being fair, which one would you pick? What brings you the ultimate amount of happiness in your life? The one thing that brings you the most joy and happiness?
Loving myself.
Loving yourself. Wow, you're a fascinating interview. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I want you to imagine something with me, okay? I want you to imagine, it's gonna be a little bit morbid, so get ready for it. I want you to imagine your funeral, and because one of the authors that really, as an author, I like to look at certain things. And one of the authors that impacted me was a guy named Stephen Covey, and he wrote a book that basically essentially talked about the seven highly effective habits of successful people. And in that, one of the principles of the seven effective habits is starting from the end, from the beginning, right? So the concept of what I'm trying to do now is to go to the end of your life and kind of re-engineer like how your life is going to be to get the final product that you actually want. So now we're at the end of your life, you're at your funeral. I know it sounds morbid, and the people that love you the most are all there. Your family, your kids, all the people that love you, and your best friends and everything, your neighbors, all that. Fellow artists. What do you want them to say about you? What do you want your legacy to be when it's all said and done?
I want them to say that I was kind, that I was just, I fought for justice, I helped others, and I want them to speak about my fabulous fashion sense, my beautiful voice, maybe play some music, and I want them to say that I was just someone that was, you know, just fun to be around and you know, just a great friend, and yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
That's too much to ask.
No, that's great. I think, you know, hey, that's one of the best answers I've gotten. What would you do if you knew you could not fail?
I wouldn't let fear stop some of the things that I want to do in the moment.
What is the one thing that maybe people don't know about you that you want them to know?
I guess I'm kind of a psychic. I can, you know, see somebody and kind of like analyze, you know, and I can get some answers. Just a few little, could be basic, it could be deep, but you know, if I get into a good conversation with somebody, they
you're a big clairvoyant. You're clairvoyant.
Yeah.
And is that something that runs in your family?
I think so. I think it runs in everybody. I just think that I may be more aware of it in myself than other people.
So you're more in tune.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And what do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
I think a lot of artists deal with personal family members or friends. Thing. Does she work? What does she do? You know, like they don't understand the freelance life. So I think probably some of that. We work very hard and we're very passionate. I think that they know that, but you know, maybe
cool.
It.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, it has truly been a plum pleasing pleasure and a privilege. You've been a great interview, and I can't wait till the people hear this and get it all out to them, you know? So
it's been a great
conversation. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, you know? And one of my favorite writers, he used to say that the greatest gift, Walt Whitman used to say, the greatest gift that you can give is a portion of thyself. Thank you for giving a portion of thyself to you. And before we close out, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you on social and also where they can basically listen to your music?
Yeah, so I go by Chewy. That's C-H-E-W-I-I. And all of my social media is Chewy Music. Spell music in French and you will find it. And on Spotify and Apple and all that good stuff, just type in Chewy and all my music is there.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Take care. Likewise.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
It has been a pleasure and a privilege. Please go to GibsonSylvester.com/podcast to find out more about this podcast and also to browse helpful resources that will help you in your personal and business life. Thank you very much.